In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Archbishop John Ireland, who was the first Archbishop of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis, often used the phrase to describe the intimate relationship between America and Catholicism as a blessed concord, a perfect union that God himself had ordained, that Catholicism would eventually make its way to the shores of this now our great nation. And this great nation was the perfect place for the full flowering of Christianity, which makes itself manifest completely in Catholicism. He believed this and then went about the business to put into practice this relationship that existed between our nation and Holy Mother, the Church. He understood rightly that indeed this place of freedom is fertile ground, that the fullness of our faith could truly blossom in an environment where everyone hopefully was treated equally. And religion, especially the religion, was given its proper place and its due. He understood that indeed this was a Protestant nation in so many ways, Protestant in so many of its foundations. But if Catholicism were truly allowed the freedom that it needed, it would flourish and rise, and everyone would see the beauty of Holy Mother Church, and those would then eventually abandon the practice of heretical faith and embrace the fullness of the faith. Of course, that blessed concord never truly came to pass. The anti-Catholicism that so much is a fabric of this nation always remained, and we were always suspect. But there is certainly some wisdom there, some beauty there, both in his understanding of the beauty of our country, but more importantly, the beauty of our faith. But he was always clear about one thing, and it drove all that he did in relationship to transforming society and culture. He was not an American Catholic. No such beast ever existed. He was a Catholic living in America. It was his Catholic identity that formed and shaped him. It was his Catholicism that motivated him to go into the world and to transform it. There was never meant to be any compromise with society and culture, only to enliven it and to vivify it and then to redeem it and to sanctify it. There was never meant any intention where there would be some type of middle ground between the practice of our faith and the being able to live freely in this country. In truth, true and authentic freedom is ultimately only manifested in embracing the fullness of the truths of the faith. And so on this day, of course, we call to mind the freedoms that we enjoy and the beauty of this nation. And having lived in other countries, in foreign countries, I truly am appreciative of all the things that we enjoy. But now it seems that that blessed concord for which they strove over 150 years ago not only has not come to pass, but now there is a hostility that exists, a palpable, real hostility between the truths of the faith and the freedoms that we enjoy. And the freedom to practice our faith is slowly slipping away. And the Church, instead of inspiring and transforming society and culture, has allowed herself to be molded and to be chained and shackled to society and culture, and has placed us in the difficult, oftentimes maybe untenuous position of having to choose, am I a Catholic or I am an American? I be both? And the answer is, of course, we can be both. But truly who we are, brothers and sisters, is Catholic men and women. And if we are forced to choose, that is the identity that we will choose. Because it isn't just a cloak that we take on. It's not just something we do on Sundays. It is the very fabric and the fiber of our being. All that we are, all that we hope to be, and the greatness of this nation is predicated and built upon the realities that come from God in Christ. If there's any sadness or sorrow, any failures that have transpired over the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years, however long you want to go back, it is this mythical thing of the separation of church and state, that somehow church has nothing to say to society and culture and simply should be pushed to the fringes. That was not the intention of the framers. Not men who were believers. However they might fashion and understood their belief, they understood the transcendent. They understood and believed in the other. And they knew that the goodness of men was rooted in something greater than just the collective of men. It can never be sufficient for us to come together and for we to decide right and wrong. We must come together and do what God commands us to do. And then in that way, all men will truly be free as God intends them to be free. The ability to come and go and do as we please, that's licentiousness. That's not freedom. Freedom is expressed in doing what ought to be done and living rightly in the sight of God. And this is what we continue to bring to our culture and to our nation. And in truth, I would hazard to say very clearly that we are the best of citizens precisely because we understand that proper relationship. And we do believe continuously in that blessed concord where men can live on earth as God has intended them to live. But it can only happen if it is rightly ordered. Give God all glory, honor, and praise. And then in that relationship, go forth and transform society and culture. And so you might find yourself at some point today or tomorrow gathered with people who either hate this nation, excoriate it publicly, while still at the same time enjoying the freedoms of this nation, or those who think at times uncritically about all the difficulties that we are enduring. And you might find yourself caught in the middle around that family table or in the backyard over a few beers. Where do I say and what do I do and how do I transform? You speak about the faith. You speak about truth. You speak about God and Christ and Holy Mother Church, not as a middle ground, but as a foundation. And you exhort those who excoriate this great land to remind them that indeed the freedoms that they enjoy have come at a price that they themselves seemingly are not willing to pay. All the men and women who have been in harm's way, those who are in harm's way now, so that we can be here and celebrate and give thanks to God rightly and properly. But then also to remind those who think that things are perfect, that there's always room for growth to become holier than we actually are, because this is what God calls us to do. It may seem as if sometime we're threading a needle. It's such a fine line to be drawn. But in truth, brothers and sisters, if we can take a step back, take a breath, we realize that it isn't as difficult and as complicated as we make it out to be. You know who you are. And you know whose you are. You know to whom you belong and how you ought to live and comport yourself in your daily life. You should simply then go forth and do that. And that then will inform and inhabit and enliven everything that you actually do. And then you can be leaven that transforms society and culture. You can remind those people who push aside the greatness of this nation, the beauties and the freedoms that we enjoy. And you can call all of us to that authentic freedom that St. John Paul himself said, this is a great nation precisely because of the freedoms that we enjoy, the freedom to do as we ought to do for God, for him and for him alone. That blessed concord that Archbishop Ireland believed in, I believe in as well. There are so many great things that can happen here, but the first thing that needs to happen, the thing that always needs to happen, the reality that must always be present, is first, last, always, God. The God who feeds, the God who nourishes, the God who has given us new life by giving us his life. Let us rejoice at what we have as a nation, but more importantly, let us give thanks for what we have and enjoy as a people of faith. A God who cares for us in body and spirit. A God who in the fullness of time has given us true and authentic freedom. Freedom to praise and glorify him, and in those wonderful acts of praise and glorification, to seek to transform and sanctify the whole world. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.